Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And we will play another song. Amen. I hope that everyone had a blessed week thus far. We will play I Surrender All to Jesus. Amen. Just a moment.
Amen. Amen.
We will have another song. I just want to welcome each and every one of you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line as we're waiting for others to join us. But I'll play one more song before we go into prayer. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We're going to start with a word of prayer. It's a beautiful song. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up and make me whole. That should be our prayer for each and every one of us, that the Lord will fill our cup, that he will pour his Holy Spirit within us so that we can be whole. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you again for another day of the Sabbath. Oh, Lord, as we're still in preparation day, but we know the Sabbath is even here at the door. We just thank you, Lord, in advance for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us because we cannot keep ourselves. We thank you for you are holy, oh, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And we just want to glorify and magnify your name, oh, Father, for all that you have done, all that you're doing within our life, Lord. May we give you thanks. May we give you glory and praise as we come together to fellowship in spirit and in truth, oh, Father. Please bless each family represented, and even now, and those that will be joining us, those that are joining us via the internet, I pray that you will be with them also and answer their prayer accordingly. May they seek you with all their heart, their soul, and their mind, and may they be obedient unto you as a son, as children unto their father, their loving father who gave everything for us, Lord. We have no excuse, and we just ask that you be in the midst of us as we gather here this preparation day and the Sabbath as it is here, Lord. Bless your children, protect us, keep us and guide us, strengthen us, O Father, that we may tell the world, we may tell those that we come in contact with that the
seventh day is the Sabbath. It's still the Sabbath. It will always be the Sabbath. And the Lord is in control, and he is still God, and he is our Heavenly Father, and we love him. Thank you, Lord, again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. It's just a pleasure to be here with you this evening on the Sabbath day. Amen. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. And I will open this line and ask Sister Leola if she can read the Ten Commandments, which is found in Exodus chapter 20 and from verse 1 to 17, if she will be able to read it for us before she get a chance to either share her testimony or her scripture reading or, her song of meditation. But if she can read the Ten Commandments starting Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 1. And I'll go ahead and open your line.
Amen, Sister Carla. Amen. I'm ready.
Amen. Thank you.
I want to say good evening to my brothers and sisters. I want to say happy Sabbath to my brothers and sisters. And I will begin to read Exodus chapter 20, 1 through 17. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thou thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Give me just a second. And showing mercy. Amen. I'm hoping you can hear me. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all them, and all that in them is, and rest the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is in thy neighbor's. Amen. Oh, I have one more.
Amen.
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, I said it all. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, Sister Carla, you're breaking up really bad.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
No, you're breaking up really bad.
Okay.
But
let me take it on. How about now?
Still, you're breaking up. No, you're breaking up. But I want to, it's breaking up. But I want to give thanks to the Lord for reading. And this is something that we used to do a while back. We used to read the Ten Commandments on the Sabbath day. And I'm glad that we are beginning to start doing this you know, reading these Ten Commandments, because this is something God said, teach this to our children. We as an adult need to look at this every day, and you know, because things come up in our mind, and you know, sin just come up, and we need to have this to read it. This is my share, Sister Carla, is I'm glad that I was able to read this commandments for the Sabbath, because this what God says, study this, read it, teach it to your children, and even not just teach it to our children, for us to study it ourselves. So I'm grateful to be able to read the Ten Commandments, and I just want to thank God for that opportunity to look that over again, that this is before us, and the Lord allow us to hear his word and our conscience, that we can be obedient to him. So I'm thanking God for that. Amen. And if I can just share, I'll just open my line later and let someone else. Amen.
Okay. Yeah, you can do it now, or you want me to do it later?
Oh no! I could do it now. If not many
Amen.
On the line, I wanted to share Deuteronomy chapter 6, because that's what I was talking about. Can I share that?
Yes. Am I still breaking up bad, or is it better?
I can hear you much better right now. I can hear you much better. So let me just read that right quick, cause before my sisters and brothers come on, because I just want to share Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
These are, and it says, Deuteronomy chapter 6 says, exhortation to obedience. And it says verses 4. And this is, it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul and with all thine might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and they shall talk of them when they sit in thine house, and when they walk by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them up for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And we have 10 fingers, and God tell us to bind the 10 commandments on our hand. And if you lift your hands up, that 10, you put it up in your hand, your face, those 10 is right before our eyes. So I just want to thank God. Like I'm saying, I have never read this in the Bible, Sister Carla, but when I started reading the Bible, this was like, oh, no, this speaking to me, it was just like God is talking to me through this word. So this word is so powerful. So I just want to thank God for this word that he given to us, this book, this Bible. This is power. So thank the Lord. Amen. That's all I need to share. Thank you, Sister Carl, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. It's very powerful to know that God has left us a commandment, and he said, remember, we ought to remember and to keep it. It's a law. It's binding, and it's a protection. It's actually for our good. It's for our keeping, and to preserve us and to help us, that we may be led in going the right way and not stray. So, again, thank you for sharing, and thank you for reading Deuteronomy also. Amen. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, I will, before Nicholas and Amanda share, let's pray. Let me pray again for my end of the line, that it will, it's working well, and Sister Leola can text me if my speaker or my phone is not working well, if my voice is not coming through well, please let me know.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this holy Sabbath day for us. We ask you for wisdom. We ask you for understanding. We ask you, O Father, for a blessing on this line, O Father, as we come together to share. May the word come out clear. May there be no disruption in the line, Lord. May we share, O Father. May we worship, come together and worship you in spirit and in truth, O Father. We know the enemy is wrought. Whenever people come together to praise you, O Lord, the enemy presents itself, but we bind that evil spirit in the name of Jesus. And we, Lord, ask you to help us, O Father, be between us, O Father. Teach us and guide us as we come together to study, to praise you, to sing song, and to talk of your goodness, to read the scriptures, meditate upon them, and to be reminded, as you said, remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. We cannot do it within our own strength, and we are dependent upon you to help us to keep it. And we give you our will, our wants, our needs, our care at this time, O Father, that we not look into our worldly business, our work, our cares, O Father, that our mind will be heavenwards, on heavenly things. Where our treasure is, that's where our heart should be also. And our treasure is with you, Lord. And we thank you ever so much. We praise you. We glorify and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I will read from Child Guidance. I will read from Child Guidance. And I also also want to read a scripture. Amen. And my scripture is Joshua chapter 22. Joshua chapter 22 and verse 5, it says, and these were when the children of Israel, when they were being led by Moses, and it says, but take diligently heed to do this, the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charge you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto them, and to serve him with all your hearts, with all your soul, and with all our mind. So this was for the children of Israel, and this is for us also, brothers and sisters. To what? To love the Lord with let me go over. But take diligent heed to do the commandments of the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So that we ought to be doing, each and every one of us. Amen. So again, I thank the Lord for the verses that he has given us and the charge that he has given us what we should be doing. So we have no excuse of what we should be doing, because he has left us charge in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. Amen. So if you want, I see someone has put their hands up. Amen. Thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. And I'll go ahead and open the line for 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I'd like to read a prayer, devotion prayer. Dear God, I pray that I use my voice to speak for those who face oppression in this world. There are so many people suffering in this world, and I ask that I use all that I can to help as many people as possible. The love you have placed in my heart compels me to do so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. I just want to thank the Lord for these words of encouragement that we can use to help one another, to to comfort us, to keep us together, and thanking the Lord for some good words of encouragement that we can trust and believe and have faith that this word will not go, will not fail us. It will keep us strong. So I thank the Lord. So I enjoy reading them. And plus the verses of the Bible. So I thank God for that. And I just want to ask for prayers for me, myself. I need a special prayer for Monday because I have a peer coming up at the house for to get prepared. And I just need a special prayer because it's been a long wait. So I thank God, and I just ask for a special prayer, and a prayer for Ben Light, family, our family and friends, those that are sick, and whatever that they're dealing with. Prayers for those outside, those are homeless, those in the nursing home, in the jailhouse, wherever they may be. Prayers for our prayer warriors, help on the line, all the all the missionary work, all the our help, our help, food help from our, you know, missionary help, and all the rest of the we want to pray to God that the mission gets stronger and go forward because I think it's helping. I know it's helping a lot of people because it helped me since I have reversed to it. So I thank God for all the help that y'all put out for us to use because it's working. It's working. Everything working with me. And my doctor say I'm doing wonderful. So he thanked me. I said, well, our prayer line studies these things, so I just use it, and I thank God for it because it works. So he said, thank God. So I won't take up no more time. I just want to thank God for all of that and ask to keep each and each one of us in prayer. We pray for one another. Amen. Brother John. Brother John coming on.
I'd like to say hello. This is Brother John from Hum, Louisiana. And I just want to say thank God. And just want to say there's always someone that we can look forward to, look up to watch over us. And I just want to say my faith has been growing more and more of listening to the word of God and the prayer line and teachings and stuff like that. And I kind of grow faith like a farmer. I'm going to just put it that way, I guess. Kind of like a farmer, he plants everything in the ground and, you know, he have faith that it's going to grow. And it does, too. You know, when the season is right, it does grow. So he has faith that it's going to happen. And I believe things that's going on in my life, the things that I look forward to, I just keep the faith like a farmer that everything's going to grow and prosper in my life. And through God, I have gave me that belief. Listening to the word of God, I've learned to believe that and have belief in myself. And hard times, I believe that things will get better. So I hang in there that things get better. But there's a season for everything. And so God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for sharing. It's a blessing to have you on the prayer line and to hear how the Lord is working in your life. And now I'm going to, the young adults will share. Nicholas will like to share a reading from Child Guidance. Amen.
Okay, this is taken from Child Guidance. Good evening. This is Nicholas Larkin. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The reading that I'm going to be reading from is Child Guidance from page 536. It says, make the Sabbath a delight. All who love God should do what they can to make the Sabbath a delight, holy and honorable. They cannot do this by seeking their own pleasure and sinful forbidden amusements. Yet they can do much to exalt the Sabbath and their families and make it the most interesting day of the week. We should devote time to interesting our children. A change will have a happy influence upon them. We can walk out with them in the open air. We can sit with them in the groves and in the bright sunshine and give their restless minds something to feed upon by conversing with them upon the works of God, and can inspire them with love and reverence by calling their attention to the beautiful objects in nature. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Amen. So as parents,
we have work to do to get our children out in nature, no matter how old they are, and we as adults need to get out in nature and to see, look upon the beauty of God's creation in nature and just spend time with God and get the fresh air, the sunlight, and also getting in the 8 laws of health. So it's such a blessing to have a happy Sabbath and be out in nature and not always be inside. So Amanda would like to also share with us. Amen.
Amen. Good evening. Happy Sabbath, everyone. My name is Amanda, and I'm also going to read something. The reading is, parents can and should give attention to their children, reading to them the most attractive portions of the Bible history, educating them to reverence the Sabbath day, keeping it according to the commandment. This cannot be done if the parents feel no burden to interest their children. But they can make the Sabbath a delight if they will take the proper course. The children can be interested in good reading or in conversation about the salvation of their souls. But they will have to be educated and trained. The natural heart does not love to think of God, of heaven, or of heavenly things. There must be a continual pressing back of the current of worldliness and inclination to evil, and a letting in of the heavenly light that's taken from the Review and Herald. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Amanda and Nicholas, for sharing. And we see what we need to do to press back the darkness and to let the light in our heart, in the hearts of our family and those we come in contact with, sharing with them the word of God and the things that delight him and the things that needed for our heart to be filled with the love of God and with the Holy Spirit and just be a blessing to others. So I just thank the Lord again for the children, young adults, no more children, Amanda and Nicholas, for sharing, and may they continue on this path and others as we ourselves are as adults and our children and grant those with grandchildren and our brothers and sisters, may they continue on this bright and shining path that there's delight in a Sabbath. We should be a delight. It shouldn't be, you know, sadness or gloom. It should be a delight. So praise the Lord. Anyone else would like to share, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, each and every one of you. I think Sister Leola raised her hand. I'm not sure. Let me see. 225-337, your line is now open. Okay, that.
Yes, Sister Leola. Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Let me just, because I don't want to be with the noise. So, yes, I want to sing Don't Forget the Sabbath. Amen. Just want to give God some praise. It's coming from 653. I was looking at different songs. I'm going to have to really get some practice in these songs. Okay. Don't forget the Sabbath. The Lord of God has blessed. Of all the week, the brightest. Of all the week, the best. It brings repose from labor. It tells of joy divine. Its beams of light descending with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, 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 welcome. Bless the Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, every welcome. Bless the Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today. Who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he give us from the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, bless the Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, bless the Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure is golden hours we spend. And thanks for him to Jesus, the children, dearest friend. Oh, gentle, loving Savior, how good and kind thou art. How precious is that promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, every welcome, bless the Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, every welcome, bless the Sabbath day. Amen. Well, let me tell you, listen to the words, not to the voice, because I'm not a singer, but I just love to give God the praise. Thank God for the song. Welcome, welcome, brothers and sisters, the Sabbath. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and may God bless you and your children. Amen. And you know, I can offer a prayer later, Sister Carla. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing and singing that song. Welcome, welcome, blessed welcome, bless the Sabbath day. What a date that to be set aside that God has blessed for each and every one of us. This is for mankind, each and every one. It's not only for a particular people, but it's for God creation. We can see also the animal rests on the Sabbath day, you know, so it's a blessing to know that there is a day that we should rest from all our work and care. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 at this time so that I can open your line. This is sharing time. Brothers and sisters, do you have a prayer request? Scripture reading? Do you have a song? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. It's a blessed Sabbath day. 222-772-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath to you and to all my dear brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Tymiko from Pennsylvania, and I would like to give the Lord praise and honor and thanks for another precious day of life and another blessed and happy Sabbath. I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm grateful that the Lord takes good care of my children, my family, my grandchildren. It's such a blessing, and that would be my prayer request, actually. I'd like to lift up every single brother and sister on this prayer line and ask for prayers for each and every one of them. Prayer for you, Sister Carla, and your precious children. Prayer for Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, Sister Leola and her family, and all the other youth that are on the line. God bless them abundantly. And I'd like to sing a song, if I may. God will take care of you in the hymnal. It's taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. So thank you so much. Amen. Amen.
Be not dismayed with every task. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when your heart does fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce appear, God will take of you through every day, oh, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, oh, all the way. He will take care of you. God will care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, oh, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this precious, wonderful Sabbath. And thank you that I'm able to share with my precious, dear brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening. So I thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you all, and have a blessed and happy Sabbath. Love you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Tamika. What a beautiful song. God will take care of you. And that's a promise. God will not lie like man. And we know that he will take care of us. You see that the rain rains on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. He will take care of us. He want us to be obedient. He want us to trust in him and with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, so that we can be saved. And none will perish that call upon the name of Jesus and that repent. We all will, have life. We will be saved. Amen. So praise the Lord. God will take care of you, even in the sorrowful time as we're going through our trials, our up and down. We have to keep in mind that God is looking over us, and he will take care of us, and we have to submit our will to his will and know that he is waiting for us to call upon him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So, again, thank you, my dear sister. I'll go to the next caller who has pressed 1. Again, please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading to share at this time. 857-505, Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Carla, I'd like to thank God, Sister Carla, because he is good. He is worthy to be praised, my dear Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I would like to thank our dear Sister Tamika for singing that song, God Will Take Care of You. Oh, Sister Carla, I am so blessed, Sister Carla, with that song today. Today's the day that the Lord has made, Sister Carla. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Sister Carla. The Lord, he is awesome. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer. Pray for an individual in prayer too, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, please lift up Brother Jahari in prayer too, and he can come in this prayer line. Lift up Brother Jahari in prayer. I just leave Brother Jahari in the hands of the Lord, just like Sister Power say, leave him in the hands of God, because Sister Carla, Sister Power is very wise. Sister Power have a good advice to tell me that. Leave him in God's hand. Leave him in God's grace, because God is good. He's merciful. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Carla, I'm praying for dear Sister Tamiko's son, Brother Taiwan, Sister Katie, and I'm praying for them that the Lord will touch them, that the Lord will deliver them. God will make a way for them, Sister Carla, that the Lord will make them go to church, that the Lord will make them go to Seventh-day Adventist, Sister Carla. I'm praying that the Lord will make Sister KDN and Brother Taiwan go to church on the Sabbath day, because Sister Carla, today is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli. Very well said. Today's the day, yes, the Lord has made. He has made each and every day, but today's a special day that he has set aside for us to worship him in spirit and in truth, to praise him, to sit at his feet, amen, and to learn and to teach others, tell others about it. There come a time that everyone will know, especially those, you know, that's making heaven their home. You know, we'll come together and just worship in heaven. There will be unity in heaven, and it has to start here now. We have to give our heart to the Lord and trust him, and he knows each and every one of us, because while we were still in our mother's womb, you know, he created us, and he brought us for such a time as this. So it is truly a blessing to come together and worship and hear my brothers and sisters, their prayer requests, their testimony on the line. Because one day we won't be able to gather on this line. One day these lines will be closed, or we won't have a phone, or we will not be available to sit at the phone. Because many will be put in jail. Some will be running. We'll be in the deserted places, in the woods, in dark dungeons. But this is the time that we need to come together, intercede for each other, and pray and talk of God's goodness and his promises and seek his word, so that we can remember these words and we can it can be hid in our hearts, so that we, when we're alone with no Bible, no friends, or wherever we are, we will remember God's special promises, and we'll be able to repeat them in our hearts, and we will be able to share it with others to encourage them. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to share at this time? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Thank you for joining us. As many as traveling this week, we want to keep them also in prayer that they will have safe journey traveling this weekend, or wherever they have went, that you know, they will remember God and everything as people are celebrating Easter. We know that the Lord died and he rose, and he's in heaven interceding on our behalf, and we should be worshiping the Lord Jesus, the Son, S-O-N, not the S-U-N, and all these things that's behind Easter, a pagan holiday. And, you know, many are looking after the Easter bunny and Easter egg, and that has nothing to do with our Savior. And we know the truth, so let us share it with others. Amen. So if there's no one that, no more hands up, no more prayer requests or scripture reading, I will share a reading also from Child Guidance. Amen. This is taken from Child Guidance. Amen. And in, okay. It's right below 258.2. It said, in many families on the Sabbath, the boots and the shoes and the lacing blackened. Basically, this one is telling us about the preparation day, Friday, that the clothes should be ready for the Sabbath. Going a little bit more up. Okay. It says,
take heed. First word of the fourth commandment is remember. It's placed at the very fourth commandment, and Sister Leola did read all the Ten Commandments earlier. It said, remember is placed at the very first of the fourth commandment. Parents, you need to remember the Sabbath day yourself to keep it holy. And if you do this, you are given the proper instruction to your children. Amen. They will reverence God holy day. Christian education is needed in your home all through the week. Keep the Lord's holy Sabbath in view, for that day is to be voided of the service, to be voided to the service of God. It is a day when the hands are to rest from worldly employment, when the soul needs to receive special attention. So our spiritual man needs to receive special attention. And we feed our worldly man, meaning, you know, work. We have to work, but other things we do is not a necessity. And continue reading. When the Sabbath is thus remembered, the temporal will not be allowed to encroach upon the spiritual. No duty pertaining to the six working day will be left for the Sabbath. During the week, our energies will not be so exhausted in temporal labor that on the day when the Lord rested and was refreshed, we shall be too weary to engage in his service. So we shouldn't be working so hard during the week that's on the Sabbath. We're so tired that we just want to sleep most of the Sabbath away, or we're tired to listen to a sermon or to read or to take walk in nature. We shouldn't be so tired. So as a reminder to all of us, and I just thank the Lord with my schedule, I'm able to get the Sabbath off. I've been able to get the Sabbath off, but also the preparation day. I'm taking the preparation, most of the preparation day off, and if I do work, it's only 4 hours. And I just thank the Lord that I'm, you know, refreshed and I'm okay for the Sabbath. I'm not rushing, especially this Sabbath. I can sit at the feet of Jesus early and I don't have to rush. Everything is done, prepared. The cooking was done from Thursday and everything was prepared. So I just thank the Lord for his blessing, and I just thank him for his promise and his word to each and every one of us to keep the Sabbath day holy. And we cannot do this within our own strength. We need the Lord to help us to keep the Sabbath day holy. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? If I'm going to check again, I hope I didn't pass over anyone who would like to share. Please go ahead and press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. 240-988, your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, everybody. How do you do, beloved? Thank you for sharing that, Sister Carla, because I just have to pray for forgiveness, okay? Because I did not realize the time, because the time change, it looks like, you know what I mean, the Sabbath, the sun has not set yet by where I am. And I wasn't prepared for it, amen? And so I asked for forgiveness. So to hear you say that, yes, it came up literally I was engulfed in, like, my schoolwork, and today was the deadline, and it just came up. I'm looking outside, and it's clear. However, the Sabbath, the sun has set. So I'm like, you know, I'm just like, really angsty and anxious, but I pray that as I enter into the Sabbath rest, that I will find his peace and his comfort, you know, knowing that I can cast my cares and all my worries and my burdens at the feet of his, at the throne. And I'm so thankful that it's not like back in the days, because I certainly would have been stoned. So I'm asking y'all to pray. And literally, I mean, usually on the Sabbath, you know, to usher it in, I would be done and ready. Everything is, you know, the meal is cooked and stuff. But I was not ready to be able to submit all my things and did not realize that the Sabbath came up on me so quickly. And so it says a day is like what? A day is like a year, and a year is like a day. It's moving by so fast. And so we definitely cannot do it within our own strength, but we can certainly do it through Christ Jesus. So I ask you to continue to pray for me, you know, pray for my family, and just pray that I will be faithful. Amen and amen.
So, Lord, thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming on. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, we have to, yes, be mindful of the Sabbath. We have to check the time, check, you know, make sure everything is done, and, you know, sometimes maybe set an alarm. Okay, at 30 minutes, an hour, 30 minutes, you know, I'll be reminded that and go over and check what needs to be done, and we have to remind our children about that also. And it's so easy to try to do things and rush to get things done. I know I usually try to get in the garden and do one last thing, and then it turned into something else, and it just keeps going. And like you said, you'll be outside and know what, not knowing, you know, for me, what time it is that, you know, I need to start the prayer line by 7, and it looks so nice and bright outside. So I just thank the excuse me, I just thank the Lord again for each and every one of you and for your sharing, and just reminder, and also for your prayer. And we're going to go into prayer at this time. I'm going to ask Sister Leola if she can give us a word of prayer for each and every one that's on, for Sister Katie, Brother Eli, his request, Sister Stephanie, her request, her family, Sister Powell, Sister Timika, Sister Brenda, myself, the children, and all our families and friends that's not on with us today, for whatever reason, because of maybe vacationing or traveling or just whatever the reason is, God knows it. So we want to keep them in prayer, and we want to ask God to help us to be faithful, because he knows our heart. He sees us. He knows what we're doing. There's nothing hidden from his sight. You know, there's nothing that we can hide from our Savior. And he loves us, and he's not looking at us to harm us. He's with a loving care. He's looking at us to repent, because he can't be partial. You know, he has to be a just God, and that's what he is. And our reward is given to each of us as it ought to be. There's, you know, it won't be someone get more than they're supposed to. No, we have a just God. So we just want to thank him, and I ask Sister Leola if she can give us a word of prayer. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open her line if no one else would like to share. Okay. Your line is now open, Sister Leola. Okay, so she's not able to pray at this time. I'll just ask Sister Timika, if she can give us a word of prayer. I don't know if you're in a position to pray, my sister. If you can give us a word of prayer, and I will also ask Sister Stephanie, if she can, you know, give us just, you know, as in public prayer, should be short and to the point, you know, and if she can also give us a word of prayer. Sister Timika, are you in a position to pray? Amen. I'll go to Sister Stephanie. Amen. Are you able to hear me, Sister Stephanie? Okay, I hope
can
my line is open.
You want me to pray?
Amen.
You
I
want me to pray
now?
Yes. I was on mute.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
I was on mute. Sure. Okay. If you're able to kneel and you know, you can certainly do that. If not, just bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you. Lord, we thank you for this Sabbath day. And I know for me, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, for forgiveness. As it came up on me, Lord, I was unprepared. And I've learned something that, you know, in studying that the way how we usher in the Sabbath, it is going to be how we are caught when you come. And so I pray, Lord, for forgiveness, Lord, for me not being prepared to be able to usher in the Sabbath.
And so, Lord, as I am presenting each and every person on this line, I did not hear all of the prayer requests, but you know them. We pray that you will bless each and every person that is on this line. Whatever their hearts desire according to your will, Lord, I ask you to do it. Lord, we know that we cannot do anything within our strength, but Heavenly Father, we can do it through you. So I ask you, Lord, to gird us up. Help us to become more like you. Be with this line today. Allow the message, the speaker that is coming with his message, Heavenly Father, I pray that you will touch his lips with coal so that the message that he will be presenting today or she will be presenting today will be one that will stir us. It will be one for this time so that we can move up higher towards you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you are a forgiving God. Thank you, Lord, that you are a merciful God. Lord, I bless your name. I give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for the prayer, and I'll also do a second prayer. Kind and loving Father, again, we thank you for each and everyone on. You know the desire of your children. You know our needs. You know our frame, that we are just dust and we are weak, Lord. I thank you for Sister Tymeka. I ask that you will bless her and her family, her children, in a mark way. Answer their prayer accordingly, Lord. Be with Brother Eli, his mom, his family as a whole, Brother Jahari, his family, and each and every one of his classmates and those that he comes in contact with. Again, we thank you. For also Sister Leola, her family and her children, her son Jarvis, oh Father, that you have already made a way up, but Jarvis has to choose to go in the way that you have provided for him, to accept you as his Savior, and we're praying that he will do that. Bless Nicole and her daughter and all the family of Sister Leola and Sister Brenda, Brother John, and all the work that you're doing in their life, the work that you're doing in Sister Leola and Brother Ray life, Lord. I just thank you for this family. I thank you for their participating and their willingness to serve you, to learn and to not keep it to themselves, but they're teaching others of your good news and just love to hear the scripture and the word and the teaching, Lord. Please bless Sister Katie, Lord. We thank you for her and all that you're doing for her and just healing her, Lord, and bringing her out of the hospital. Bless her son and her grandchildren and also Autumn and those that's connected to Sister Katie, Lord. Be with her. Answer her prayer, Lord. May she have a double portion of your blessing. Put your loving arms around Sister Katie and also Sister Stephanie, Lord. She knows what she needs to do to come up higher, Father. And we just thank you for her faithfulness, her willingness. We ask that you will give her also a double portion of your Holy Spirit, your blessing upon her and her children and the community and her family as a whole and her neighbors, Lord. Please help her and guide her, Lord, as she praises you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Even myself, Nicholas and Amanda and our friends and family, Lord, be with us. Help us, O Father, to be like you. As the song said, I would be like Jesus, you know, wherever we go, Lord. Please reprove us of wrong. Reprove us of sin, O Lord. Help us that we might be like you and that we might be obedient as you was to your Father. And you do everything that pleases God. Help us to do the same, O Lord, because when we please you, we're pleasing God. We just thank you for this holy Sabbath day. We lift up our brothers and sisters near and far. All of those that's not on with us today, we lift them up. Sister Consonelli, the Richardson family, the Calvere family, the Rosier family, Lord, and so many others, Brother Rick and his family also, Brother O'Neill and his family. We lift them up as we know many of them are on different prayer line or doing another ministry, O Father. May you bless their presence wherever they are, that it be according to your will, O Father, and that your will be done in their life, Lord. Please forgive them of their sins and their trespasses. Be with the family in Jamaica, in Haiti, in Belize, and just different part of the world and the continent, O Lord. Those that are listening via the internet, bless them in a marked way, Lord, and answer their prayer and their desire to move to the country, their desire for your Holy Spirit, their desire to be drawn closer to you in these last days. We thank you ever so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters. I'll be playing the audio verse. Next week, Brother Ricardo will be bringing the message, but this is the title, Brother Akeem Brett, Warning Against Hypocrisy. A Warning Against Hypocrisy, and Brother Akeem Brett. So I pray that you will take notes and that you will take heed to this warning against hypocrisy. Amen. Thank you.
How many of us believe that we're living in the last days? Amen. How many of us believe that? Did you know that because we're living in the last days, that 1 Peter chapter 4, the Bible says that we should pray more because we're living in the last days? Jesus would spend all night in prayer. Jesus would spend all night in prayer, speaking to his Heavenly Father. He'd wake up in the morning when it was still dark to spend time with his Heavenly Father. We're told that Jesus would spend so much time with his Heavenly Father that a glow came from his presence when he came to his disciples. We're told that Daniel spent 3 times a day in prayer. We're told that all these people, they spent so much time in prayer, but now that we're living in the last days, we should pray more than we ever prayed before. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7, 1 Peter 4 verse 7, it says this, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and do what? Watch unto prayer." The Bible says now that we see that the end is at hand, that all these things are being fulfilled, that the prophecies are being fulfilled, even in the last days, that we should watch unto prayer. The reason why we are weak in our spiritual life as we get closer to the end of time is because we don't spend much time in prayer. Amen. The devil wants to weaken us right before Christ comes, because if he can weaken us while the end is at hand, we will not be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 26 and verse number, let's go there, Matthew 26, Matthew chapter 26, Matthew 26. If we don't spend time in prayer, if we don't spend any time in prayer, we will lose our spiritual strength. We're in Matthew 26, the Bible says in verse number 41, Matthew 26 and verse 41. Watch this now. It says this, "Watch and do what? Pray, that ye enter not into what? Temptation. For that ye enter not into temptation, the spirit indeed is what? Willing, but the flesh is weak." If we're not watching and if we're not praying, because the end of all things is at hand, we will be weak in our spiritual life. But if we watch and we pray, the Spirit will strengthen us. Amen? And the devil knows that when the end of all things is at hand, he's trying to take away our time to spend less time in prayer, to spend less time in the study of God's Word, to weaken our spiritual condition, so when Christ shall come, we will not be ready for his coming. And also, the crisis that is coming, we will not be ready for that crisis. Was there a crisis in Christ's day? Did not Christ die upon Calvary's cross? And the Bible says that if we follow him, all those who follow Christ, the Bible says the servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will do what? They will also persecute you. And as Jesus prepared for his persecution, he spent time in prayer and he spent time in the study of God's word. And if we're not spending time in prayer, and if we're not spending time in the study of God's word, we will not be ready for the persecution that will take place upon the earth. The Bible says the end of all things is at hand. Watch unto prayer. We saw this again. Watch and pray. You know what the Lord showed me? The Lord showed me what it means to watch. I want to show you what that means this morning. Amen? Go with me to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, Old Testament, Habakkuk chapter 2. It's after the book of Micah, after the book of Micah, and before the book of Zephaniah. Habakkuk. Chapter 2. What does it mean to watch? When Jesus says, watch unto prayer, where he says, watch and pray. What does it mean to watch? Many of us, we pray, but we don't spend much time watching. What does it mean to watch? Are we there? Habakkuk chapter 2. The Bible says in verse 1. Are we there? I know Habakkuk is a book that we usually don't turn to much. Amen. But if we're going to prepare for Christ's coming, we need to go through our Bibles like never before. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says this. I will stand upon my what? My watch. I will set upon the tower, and I will set me upon the tower, and will what? Will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Bible says, I will watch to see what he will say to me. Prayer is often us talking to God. Watching is God speaking to us. We're listening to see what he will say to us. And if we don't spend any time in prayer and then listen for the voice of God distinctly, we will not hear his voice. We will not say, we will not hear him say, this is the way, walk ye in it, when we're tempted and passed about with all these great afflictions that will come upon God's will in the last days, we must prepare our minds to hear the voice of God. Did you know that in the morning, God wants to speak to you individually? When every other voice is hushed, we're told, Ministry of Healing, chapter 3. When every other voice is hushed, we can hear the voice of God speaking to our souls. Why do you think Elijah, and who was the prophet that God was sent to bring revival to the youth? The prophet Elijah. In Elijah's day, when Elijah was running from Jezebel, his life was about to be taken. The Bible says that there was an earthquake. God was not in the earthquake. There was a wind. God was not in the wind. There was a fire. God was not in the fire. Isn't there a group called Earth, Wind, and Fire? God is not in that group. Amen? Let me tell you something. We need to get away from this secular music. Amen?
Amen.
God is not in that music. Amen?
Amen.
All those things that were being done, God was not in any of that. But God spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice. And unless we hear God speaking to us through our conscience in a still, small voice, where we hear his voice, where we listen to him in prayer, often when we pray, we get up off our knees right away. But when we pray, I want to challenge you, and this will strengthen your spiritual life. After you're done praying, stay on your knees for a little while, my friends, and listen to see if God will hear and answer your prayer as you are yet on your knees. The Bible says, before ye call, I will answer. And while you are yet speaking, I will hear. Friends, it's time for us to stop. It's time for us to get out of this tradition. Amen? It's time for us to get a living and real experience with Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is what? Willing, but the flesh is? God is willing to pour out his spirit in every one of us. But many of us are not giving him the opportunity and the time so that he can pour out his spirit in our lives. And guess what? Because we are not spending any time in prayer, and we're not spending any time in the study of God's word, we're not spending any time in personal devotion, God cannot pour out his Holy Spirit in us to strengthen us. As a result, we are weak and in sin. And we wonder why we can't gain victory over sin. We wonder why we're struggling with temptation. We wonder why we have a habit or an addiction that we can't break. It's because we're not spending any time in God's word, my friends. Go with me to Acts chapter 2. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2. Now, there was a great revival that took place in the book of Acts. Amen? Was not the Holy Spirit poured out? Was not thousands added to the church in one day? Was not they going house to house, breaking bread, and God added to the church daily those who should be saved? So there was a great revival that took place in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 2. Notice what the Bible says in verse 2. God desires to pour out his Holy Spirit upon us in these last days. But unless we make ourselves available to him through prayer and the study of God's word, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Notice this, Acts chapter 2, verse 2. It says this, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it did what? It filled the house and that they were sitting in. So the Bible says that they received the fullness of the Holy Spirit and it filled the whole house. Notice again, verse 4. It says, and they were what? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Question, does God again want to fill us all with the Holy Spirit? Amen. Notice now, chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Now we know the result. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Didn't that we clearly see that? And then again, they were filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says this. It says, and Peter, filled with who? The Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and of the elders. So Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. Go with me now to verse 31 of Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says this. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with who? With the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had what? They had all things in common. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says again in Acts chapter 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So we have two outpourings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They received a double portion of God's Holy Spirit. Amen. And God wants to do the same work in the last days. Go with me to Acts chapter 2 now. Back to Acts 2. The Bible says in verse number 17, Acts chapter 2 and verse 17, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass. Is that past, present, or future? It shall come to pass. Past, present, or future? Future. The Bible says it shall come to pass. In the last days. Are we living in the last days? Yes, my friends. In the last days. Now, question. Was Peter living in the last days? If Peter said it shall come to pass in the last days, was he living in the last days? No. So he said it shall come to pass in the last days, speaking of the future, speaking of our time in which we're living in. Is that clear? So in the last days, it says it shall come to pass. In the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall do what? Dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out my spirit in those days of in those days of my spirit, and they shall do what? They shall prophesy. Now catch this. When God poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, was the Holy Spirit just with them, or was the Holy Spirit also in them? So in the last days, God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit, not just to be simply with us, but to be where? Go with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit in us, in all flesh, in all of us. You know, I said this last night, but for those who weren't here, I'll say it again. I always believed, I grew up in this church, I always believed that God wanted to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. I always believed that the Holy Spirit was with us. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to teach us all things, to guide us into all truth. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit with you is when you receive that conviction. But did you know you can have the Holy Spirit with you, but not have the Holy Spirit in you? Many of us have the Holy Spirit with us. We are convicted of our sin, but having the Holy Spirit with you and being convicted is different than having the Holy Spirit in you and being converted. Many of us are convicted of sin, but many of us are not converted. And unless we receive the Holy Spirit within us, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. The Bible says in John 14 and verse 16, it says this, John 14, 16, it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. That's the Holy Spirit, that he will abide with you how long? Forever. So the Holy Spirit will abide with us forever. Now, verse number 17 now says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. It says, but you know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be where? Shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit wants to be where? In us. And when the Holy Spirit fills our life, when the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, guess what the result is, my friends? Victory over sin. Go with me to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. So when the Bible says that in the days of the apostles, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2. And in Acts chapter 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 4. And God says that same work he wants to do in the last days is fill up his church with the Holy Spirit. It means he wants us all to receive power to overcome sin. But in the last days, there's many people and many preachers and many churches who say we will never overcome sin. And if that is the case, why would God send his Holy Spirit? 1 John 3, verse 24, the Bible says this, and he that keepeth his what? Commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, that Christ abides in us, by the Spirit which he has what? Given us. Catch this verse now. What the Bible is saying is that we know that the Holy Spirit abides in us when we keep the commandments. Catch this now. When the Holy Spirit is in us, the natural result will be what? Commandment keeping. Oh, did you see that? So if we're struggling in sin, or we have an addiction or habit we can't break, the reason why we are in sin is because the Holy Spirit is not in us. Is that clear for us? Is that clear? Notice again verse 6. The Bible says, whosoever, 1 John 3 verse 6, whosoever abideth in him, abides in Christ, by the Spirit, sinneth what? Sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath neither seen him, neither known him. Verse number 4, what is sin? It says, for whosoever committed sin, transgresseth also the law. For sin is the what? Transgression of the law. Amen? So the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit abides in me, I will have the life of Christ. I will have victory over sin. I will be a commandment keeper. So what we should focus on is what? The receiving of God's Holy Spirit. Amen? Many of us are trying to keep God's commandments, and we're trying it in vain, for it is only the work of God's Holy Spirit that can give us the power to walk in the victorious life. How would you feel if you're a doctor and someone walked into your office and said, doctor, I'm sick. And the doctor says, all right. And you say, all right, I'm going to perform this thing on you. And then the person says, you know what, doctor, I know I'm sick, but I came in here to show you how I'm going to take care of myself. How foolish would that be? How would it be if a firefighter, you call the firefighter, your house is burning on fire. You call the firefighter, they came over to your house and you said, I know my house is burning, but I want to show you that I'm going to put out this fire. How foolish would that be? And when we try to live the life that only the Holy Spirit can do in us and for us, how foolish are we, my friends? You know, that is called the foolish virgins. They're trying to live the life of Christ, but they have no oil. They have no Holy Spirit. They have no experience with God. As a result, they are in sin. And when Christ shall come, they'll say, Lord, open to us, but probation is closed. Friends, I hope that we see that we must all have an experience with the Holy Spirit before Jesus comes. Amen? That we need this experience. And this is why prayer is so important. Luke chapter 11, verse 13 says, if your parents, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. That's Luke 11, verse 13. If your parents, being evil, know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who want? Ask. So prayer is vital in our spiritual life. Many of us, when we pray, we just want to pray for God to take care of the bills. We just want to pray that God will take care of emergency situations. We just want to pray when it's convenient for us. But how much should we pray? Pray without what? Ceasing. And the reason why we don't know what to pray for is because we don't know the purpose of prayer was to receive the Holy Spirit. And every moment of the day, we should be praying, Lord, give me thy Spirit. Why? So that you can live in me and I can be victorious over sin. And also, the word of God is how we receive the Holy Spirit. John chapter 6, verse 63 says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. So by studying the word of God, I receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now watch this. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17 says that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So when I spend time in the Word of God, I'm receiving His Holy Spirit. Amen? Now this is very vital for us. For unless we spend time in prayer and unless we spend time in the study of God's Word daily, evening and morning and at noon, daily, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit, and God cannot pour out His Holy Spirit in us. How many of us have been experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit this week? Amen? Well, let me tell you something why this is so important. Because in Acts chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 4, as they received the Holy Spirit, they were receiving victory over sin. They were receiving power to live the life of Christ. They were receiving power to proclaim the gospel. They were receiving power to live above sin. And as they received this power, the Bible says that they were on fire for God. The reason why we're not on fire for God now is because we don't have the Holy Spirit. Oh, what does fire represent in the Bible? Matthew chapter 3, he says, I baptize you with what? Water. But there shall come someone after me who shall baptize you with what? Fire. It is the Holy Spirit. Amen? So if we're not on fire for God, it's because we need who? The Holy Spirit. Is that clear, my friends? So as they received the fire of God's Holy Spirit, there was a revival that took place. And this revival came in tongues. Many were coming to the church. Many were being revived and coming to a relationship with the Lord. Many were experiencing a revival in their hearts, just like some of us in this room. But let me tell you something. As many were experiencing the revival in their hearts, there were others who did not experience that revival, but were faking as if they did. And if we fake it to make it, we'll never make it, my friends. Unless we all receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we will all be lost. Notice what the Bible says in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Let's go to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. The Bible says this. So when you see in Acts chapter 2, they receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 4, they receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And notice, right after they receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, notice what happened to some individuals, which is a warning for us as we want to receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit to receive revival. The Bible says in Acts chapter 5 and verse 1, it says this, but a certain man named Ananias, that word Ananias means God is gracious. Ananias and Sapphira. Sapphira we get from the word sapphire. That is a diamond. That's going to be in heaven. Amen? Amen? And that means beautiful. Sapphire. It says, his wife sold a possession. You know what I noticed about these two people? Ananias, God is gracious. Sapphira, beautiful. They had names that glorified God, right? But they did not live up to their names. Could it be possible today that we have a name that we live as, but we are dead? The Bible goes on to say in verse 2, and notice what happened, and kept back part of the price. They sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to him, to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why hath who? Satan filled thine what? Heart to lie against who? The Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land. Let me tell you something. If we want to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we need to give Him everything. If we are coming to these meetings and we give God our hearts and our minds and our lives, and then we go back home and we go back to the music we were going back to before, we go back to the television we go back to before, we go back and there's no change, we're giving God a part, and God cannot bless us when we give Him a part when He wants all of our hearts. The Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And if we're giving God only a part, notice what happens. The Bible says in verse 3, after they gave Him a part, it says, but Peter said unto Ananias, why hath what? Satan filled thine heart with to lie against the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land. They only gave God a part, and Satan feel the heart. If we don't give God a full surrender, if there is a darling sin in your life, a habit you don't want to let go of, a person, say you're dating someone who's not of God, and you know Holy Spirit convicting you, and you're holding on to that ungodly relationship. If there's music, whatever it is, you know, you name it. If you're holding on to it, you will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. The Bible says that Satan will fill your heart. Did you know that if we give Satan just a little bit, just a door, he's going to open that door and bring all his demons in? And if we give God only a little bit and we hold on to a little bit of sin, we will not receive any of God's Holy Spirit. Is that clear, my friends? We must put new wine, amen, into new bottles. Amen. You know what that means? You must cleanse your heart, cleanse your life, cleanse your body, cleanse your soul, your mind, and God will then cleanse you and give you the Holy Spirit. New wine, new bottles. God will not put old wine in, God will not put new wine in an old bottle, amen? We must be new. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must be cleansed from sin. And if we give God a part, God will not accept it, amen? Go with me in your Bible to the book of John chapter 13. John chapter 13. The reason why this is so important is because, did you know that Judas only gave God a part of him? Judas only gave God a part of him. He was, let's bring this to conviction now, okay? Judas was a disciple of Jesus Christ, was he not? Judas was walking with Jesus, amen? Judas was actively involved in gospel ministry, amen? So it doesn't matter if you're a preacher or a teacher or a singer. It doesn't matter if you are part of the youth ministry or part of the whatever ministry you're part of. If you do not give God all of your heart, Satan can fill you with his demons. The Bible says in John chapter 13, John 13 and verse 2, it says this, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of who? Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to what? Betray him. So the devil saw that Judas did not give God everything. So he came to him and said, if I can just come at him and put these thoughts into his heart, put these things in his heart, he's going to cherish it. He's going to love it. He's going to desire it because Judas was not filled with the Holy Spirit. And watch this. The devil just simply put a thought into his mind. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas to betray Jesus. And notice with that little thought what took place. Go with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 22. And I'm going to make a strong statement here. We're going to the book of Luke. Luke 22. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 3. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 3. Are we there? The Bible says this. Luke 22 and verse number 3. It says, then entered Satan into Judas, Simon Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. First he put a thought into his mind, and then that thought became bigger and bigger, and he dwelt so much on his sin that the Bible says that Satan literally entered into him. Some of us, we have demons in our home because of the things that we bring into our home. If the Holy Spirit can't bless it, don't bring it in, my friends. Amen? Amen. If you have movies, DVDs, CDs that you need to get rid of it, unless you want the devil in your home. And if we put it inside of our minds and put it inside of our hearts, we have the devil in our hearts and in our minds, my friends. And if you don't think that demons are coming into your heart and mind, why is it that you have no desire for prayer? Why is it that you have no desire for the study of God's word? Why is it that you have no desire for even the revival meeting? Why, my friend? When you bring all these things into your heart, the devil's saying now he can take control of the life. We are simply vessels, amen? I told someone last night, we're just a straw. A straw has a hole on the top and a hole on the bottom. And what we put in will simply come out. Either we're a straw for Jesus, amen, so that he can fill us with his Holy Spirit, and then we come out and show people the love of Christ, or we are a straw for Satan. We fill ourselves with all of his music and his things, and then all that comes out is the life of Satan and sin. The reason why we're struggling in sin is because of what we put in will come out. Is that clear, my friend? Yes. And what we need to put in is the word of God. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And if Judas would have filled his heart and mind, his soul, with the word of God, he would not have sinned against God. Is that clear? And Ananias and Sapphira, they were there and they lied to the Holy Ghost. They lied to the Holy Ghost saying, Lord, I have given you all. Lord, I surrendered all. But they only gave God a part. And many of us come to church, and many of us, we want to serve the Lord and give our hearts to God, but deep inside, we know that there's a part of sin that we just don't want to get rid of. There's a part of sin that we're holding on to, and the privacy of our own homes, and the privacy of our own cars, and the privacy of our own thoughts, and the privacy of our own heart, and we're holding on to this sin. And as long as we're holding on to this sin, God cannot pour out His Holy Spirit within us so that we can gain victory over that sin, my friends. The Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. So if we're putting these little things in, and yes, my friends, you may not think it's little, but the Bible simply says that God looks at these little things, right? And it's great in the sight of God. It's a great sin. When Adam and Eve sinned, they put a fruit to their mouth. Amen? And that sin brought disease. That sin brought death. That sin brought wars, killing, murder. That sin brought molesters in the world. Amen? That sin. We must look at every sin as grievous in the sight of God. Where Joseph can say, how can I do this wickedness and do what? And sin against God. We must look at sin as if it's grievous, no matter how small it is in our eyes. For there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. And friends, the Holy Spirit told me to say something this morning. And I said, Lord, I'm going to let your Holy Spirit speak. Amen? Yes. Let's go in our Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5. Friends, God wants us to be clean. Amen? He wants us to be clean so that we can bear the vessel of the Holy Spirit, so that we can have His Holy Spirit to give us victory over sin. Do you see the reason why God rebukes sin is not because He doesn't love us. He loves us. Amen? He wants us to have victory over sin. And unless He comes in, we cannot have victory over sin, which is why we must talk about sin. Amen? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 3. Now, I must say this, amen? The Bible says, but fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh what? Saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor a covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of who? Of God. So the Bible speaks against fornication. Sex before marriage. I want to talk to the young people in this room. Amen? If we have sexual immorality, I know there's young people in this room. I'm going to be very careful. Amen? My friends, God wants us to be clean. Amen? If you are in a relationship, or in a sexual relationship that you should not be in, it's time for us to break that off so that we can receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Amen? Why would you hold on? Why would you waste your life? Why would you waste your time and your talents and give it to some young woman or some young man who has no fear of God, who will lead you astray and lead you even into hell? Did you know that we're talking about the Holy Spirit? Amen? Did you know that in Genesis chapter 6, the reason why God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man? Remember that? He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. You want to know why He said that? Because He saw the sins that were taking place. He said that the sons of God connected with the daughters of men. The relationships that took place were sinful and grievous in God's sight. And God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And our body is the temple of who? The Holy Ghost. And if we're giving our bodies before marriage to someone who does not love the Lord, even in sexual sin, it is a sin against God. Amen? God wants us to abstain, and God will give us the power to abstain. Amen? We must see, because if we don't think it's a sin to meddle here or meddle there, I would even say pornography, big thing in the church. Pornography, sexual immorality, impure thoughts, holding on to these things. I'd even say masturbation. Amen? Can I be real with you today? God wants us to be free, amen? And if we're holding on to these things, God cannot pour out His Holy Spirit in us. Go with me to the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number, Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16, it says this. You may say, how can I have victory over sin? We just said it. It is through the Holy Spirit. And if we're not spending time with God in prayer and spending time in His Holy Word, we will not receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that He can give us victory over sin. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 16, it says this, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit." Now notice, it's walking an action word. Yes, so there's something that we must be doing as we're praying and studying the Word of God. Amen? It says, walk in the Spirit. The Bible says, and you shall what? Not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse number 19 now. It says, for now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, even alcohol. Can I talk to the young people? Amen. You know, I won't forget. I was with a friend in Connecticut, and he said, "Akeem, we want to invite you over. We're going to have a birthday celebration for me." And I said, "Sure." And I know the young man. And so we went over to his house, and we had a birthday celebration, or so I thought it was going to be a small celebration. So he said, as the hour got late, I looked at the time, it was about 9, 10 o'clock, people started coming in, and it got packed. People started coming in, and I saw beer and alcohol. And I said, "Man, my friend, he's a Christian, Seventh-day Adventist." And I said, "Lord, I need you to help me." So then I was trying to look around, and I was trying to find someone who could bring me home because I didn't drive. And it got to the point where almost everyone was drunk. Everyone. And as I was going around, looking around, I said, "Lord, I need help." And my phone was dying. So I said, "All right." So I sat down on the couch, and it got time for them to bring their alcohol, and everyone got their bottles, and they started raising them in the air and you know, doing the cheers, started drinking it. They looked at me and they said, "How come you're not drinking with us? Come on, get a drink." And they gave me a cup. I said, "No, thank you." I said, "Do you have orange juice?" I said, "Do you have water?" They said, "What's wrong with you, man?" I said, "Respectfully, I'm a Christian." They looked at me. They said, "We're all Christian too." And they sat down with me, and we had a Bible study. And I started showing them some things from the Bible. They said, "Oh, yeah, man, that's true. And I said, "You know what? I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you even more." He said, "What?" I said, "I'm a pastor." He said, "You're a pastor? What are you doing here?" So then everyone came around, and we started having a Bible study. And I won't forget, I was talking to this man, and God is so good. Let me tell you how God is so good. They were all drunk. We sat down. We had a Bible study. They were crying. He gave his heart to Christ. I gave him my phone number, but he was so drunk to realize, and they said, "You know, how come he's not drinking?" "Oh, he's a Seventh-day Adventist Christian." They were so drunk to realize that the other one was Seventh-day Adventist, so they didn't put the two together. Amen? He would have destroyed the witness. Amen? The Lord puts us in certain situations, young people, for you to be a witness. Amen? Not saying for you to go to the club. That's not how you witness. Amen? For you to go to the bar, that's not how you witness, amen? If God puts you in a certain position, use it to witness, amen? Shortly after that, someone gave me a phone charger. I called someone, and they picked me up, and I went home, amen? And God is able to put us in certain situations because, let me tell you, some people will never come to church unless they see your life. After that, that man who I witnessed to, he came to church one Sabbath, amen? And brought his girlfriend who was an atheist. And she's now hearing the Word of God more. Amen? My friends, let me tell you something. God wants the young people to be on fire for Him. You can reach people that I can't reach. Amen? You have friends that I don't have. You have an influence that I cannot bear. You have an influence, and God says, if I can pour out my Spirit upon you, I can use you to prophesy in the last days. But if we're doing what the world is doing, how can we be a witness in the last days? If we're dressing the way they're dressing, if we're eating the way they're eating, if we're drinking the way they're drinking, if there's no difference in our life, if they're walking in the flesh and we're walking in the flesh, how can we tell them of the Spirit of God if we have no Spirit, my friends? The Bible goes on to say, it says, of such, verse 21, of such, the Bible says, of these things I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But verse 22 now says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. God says He wants to fill us with His Holy Spirit that we walk and look and dress and speak differently than the world is looking. And if we don't have this experience, we are hypocrites. If you don't spend any time with God during the day, if you don't spend any time with God in prayer, if you don't spend any time to receive His Holy Spirit to live out your life within me, oh Jesus, King of Kings, be thou the glorious answer to all my questionings. If God's Holy Spirit is not living in me every day, but I come to church on Sabbath and I say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I give my heart to you, and we go back into sin, we're only giving God a part, like Ananias and Sapphira, and we are hypocrites. The Bible says, in Matthew chapter 15, it says, ye hypocrites, let's turn there. Matthew 15. Matthew chapter 15. My friends, I know this is a hard message, amen? But we must hear it if we want to receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, and verse number 7 and verse number 8, it says this, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah the prophet, prophesy unto you, of you, saying, the people draw nigh unto me with their mouth in singing, with their mouth in praise worship, with their mouth in preaching, with their mouth. But the Bible says, they draw near to me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips. But what? But their heart is far from me. And if we don't spend time with God throughout the week and we come to church on Sabbath and expect God to accept our worship, the Bible says we are hypocrites. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. My friends, we must come out. We must wake up. Amen. It's time for us to wake up. Just coming to church does not make you a Christian. Just having your names on the books does not make you a Christian, my friend. But it is those who are filled with the Spirit of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. Amen. And unless we have God's Spirit, we are not His children. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, notice what the Bible says in verse number 5, Matthew 6, verse 5, it says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as what? As the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues or the churches, and in the corners of the street, that they may be what? Seen of men. Many of us don't know the hearts of men, but God is looking at the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. And when you get up to sing, people say, oh, what a beautiful song. But if your heart was not connected to Jesus, you are a hypocrite to be seen of men, my friends. Do we not see this in the Word of God? I can stand up to preach, but if my heart is not connected to Jesus, God can look at me and say, you are a hypocrite. Oh, my friends, I know it's a hard message, but we must hear it. Verse number 16, the Bible says, verse 16 now, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear both unto men to do what? To fast. Why is it that we want to look righteous before men, as if they can put us into heaven? Pastors, come in. Let me turn this down. Pastors, come in. Let me change my dress. Huh? As if we are to appear righteous before men. Hypocrites, my friends. It's time for us to recognize that we are in the presence of God and that all that we say and do should be done to the glory of God. Amen. Go with me to the book of Matthew 23. Matthew 23. I want to show you a few more scriptures, then we're going to close. Matthew 23, the Bible says in verse 23. Matthew 23, in verse 23, the Bible says this. Are we there? All right, it says this. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, and the outside that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto a whited sculpture, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within, full of dead man's bones. Question, if you're dead, do you need a revival? Let me say that again. If you're dead, do you need a revival? Some of you said no. I was like, what's going on? If you're dead, you need revival, amen? So if we're dead, we are filled with dead men's bones. We have no spiritual life inside that shows we are hypocrites if we come to church and yet we want to praise God where we're dead inside. It goes on to say, my friends, that's why this revival is so important. It says, full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. It says, even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within are full of what? Hypocrisy and iniquity. It's time for us to deal with our own souls. The Bible says, rend your heart and not your garment. It's time for us to search our hearts, amen? And if we come to church thinking that we will be saved, holding on to sin, I have news for you, my friends. It's not going to happen. Go with me to Job chapter 8. It's not going to happen, my friends. Job chapter 8. Job chapter 8. Job chapter 8. The Bible says in verse 13. Job chapter 8 and verse 13. Are we there? All right. A few more scriptures. It says this. So are the paths of all that do what? I would even say, listen to this carefully. So are the paths of all that forget God. If you forget God during the week, don't even come to church on Sabbath. Amen? Why be a hypocrite? The Bible says, so are the paths of all that do what? Forget God. It says, and the hypocrite's hope shall do what? So if I'm a hypocrite, if I'm holding on to sin, giving God only part of my heart, and yet coming into church, the Bible says that the hypocrite's hope will, oh my friend, go with me to Job. Job again, 27. Job chapter 27. Notice what the Bible says in Job 27. In verse 8. Verse 8. Job 27 and verse 8. Friends, let me tell you something. You may think in your heart that the sin that you love will be hard to give up. You may think that if God wants me to give this up, oh man. But let me tell you something, amen? What would it profit to gain the whole world and to lose our own souls? What is more important than being in heaven with Jesus, amen? What is more important? What is more important than being in heaven with Jesus? And when we miss out on the world's music and the world's television and the world's places of entertainment, when we miss out on the world's things, we miss out on hell's fire. The Bible says in Job 27, in verse 8, it says this, for what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he had gained when God taketh away his soul? It says, what is the hope of the hypocrite? He gained the whole world. When God takes away his soul, what is the hope? There's no hope. So it's time for us to say, Lord, search my heart, O God. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. God cannot lead us unless we strip ourselves of sin. Amen? We're going to go to the book of Hosea. We're closing here. The book of Hosea. Going to the book of Hosea. We're going to the book of Hosea. Let's notice what the Bible says in Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14. And I'm stressing this because the purpose of revival, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to bring us victory and power over sin. Amen? Now, in Acts chapter 2 and 4, we're going to Hosea. We're going to close in Isaiah 14. In Acts chapter 2 and 4, they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God added to the church daily those who should be saved. Right? And in Acts chapter 5, we see that Ananias and Sapphira, they dropped down dead after they lied against the Holy Ghost. Now catch this. Revival comes in two forms. Let me say it again. Revival comes in what? Two forms. Either those will be added to the church to bring revival, or those will be removed from the church so that they won't hinder the revival for God's people. Did you know that if no one gets baptized from these meetings, I'm not going to be crying. I'm not going to sigh and cry. I'm not going to hurt. You want to know why? Because either some will leave and say, you know what? We hate this message. Right? God will not allow his revival to come if there's hindrances. Amen? My friends, God wants to bring revival to our hearts. And if God has to remove certain people, remove certain things, he's going to do it to bring revival. What do you think the shaking's going to take place? Why do you think all these things are coming, even in the last days, is because God is going to bring his Holy Spirit, and those who will hinder the work of the Holy Spirit, even in their lives, will hinder it in the church and will hinder it for the world. So think about that. If you're hindering it in your life, you're hindering it in the church, you're going to hinder it for the rest of the world. Amen? The Bible says in Hosea 14 and verse 1, it says, O Israel, God's people, return unto the Lord. thy God, for thou hast fallen by what? Thy iniquity. Take words with you, turn to the Lord, and say to him, take away all what? Iniquity, and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. Verse number 4, I will heal their what? Backsliding. I will love them what? Freely. Mine anger is turned away from them. Verse 5, I will be as the dew. Now think about it. Dew is what? Water or a form of rain. Amen? Watch this now. I will. And what does the rain represent? The Holy Spirit. I will be unto them as a dew. After they turn from sin, I will be unto them as a dew unto Israel, and he shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Verse number 7 now, it says, and they that dwell under the shadow shall return and shall what? Revive as a corn and grow as a vine. The Bible says, turn from your iniquity, turn from your sin, take words with you. God even tells us what to say. Say, Lord, be gracious unto me, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me, take away these sins from me, and turn from sin, that the anger of God or the wrath of God will not be poured out against us. And then the Bible says, he will be unto us. If we turn from sin and take these words to him, he will be unto us as the dew, as the rain, as the Holy Spirit to cause us to grow and to be revived. Did you see that? God comes to us in two forms, the early and latter rain. The early rain calls you to grow, and the latter rain prepares you for the harvest to give the loud cry. And if we're not growing, that's a clear sign we need to be revived. Amen? We must turn from sin. Today, God knows your heart. Today, you know your heart. You know the sin that God is convicting you to get rid of. You know your heart. And today, if you're saying, Lord, search my heart, search my mind, search my soul, see if there be any iniquity in me, and cleanse me, dear God. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be lost. Is that your prayer? Saying, Lord, I want to turn to you today. I want to be as those who will give you a whole heart and not part of their heart. If that's your desire, I want you to stand where you are. Stand where you are. Saying, Lord, I want to give you my full heart. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be lost in the last days, playing with the Holy Spirit, giving you my words, giving you my lips, but not giving you my full heart during the week. Friends, we must search our hearts. Father in heaven,
amen, amen, brothers and sisters. I pray that you are blessed by this audio voicemail from Pastor Akeem Brett. I'm sorry, what a blessing. And may the Lord help us that we be not like hypocrite, that, you know, that we continue to seek him 7 days of the week, not only on the Sabbath, and that we turn from our sins and turn from our iniquity and pray and afflict our souls so that we can be saved. This is not a light matter, brothers and sisters. We are in the last days, and we ought to be praying more, praying for our family, our friends. We see those in the world that are not living aright, and we ourselves, we probably have something right, but we still need to be drawing closer to the Lord and to repent. So this is a time to do it, brothers and sisters. I pray again that you are truly blessed, that you wrote down the scriptures and go back and read over them and draw your family together and you know, so that your household will be in order. Amen. So happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Again, please have a blessed night and happy Sabbath as you seek the Lord. Amen. Thank you again. God bless you.